a big deal for me. Of course, with fishing. This is a side, but my grandmother was a hell of a fisherman. She was really good. And we had two black ladies with us, plus my two aunts and granny and my brother and me, and fish on Friday. Granny always caught fish. But then I got to be old enough, and she resigned. I had to get some fish, which I did. And it was kind of funny because usually late Thursday afternoon, Granny would say, "You haven't got any fish." And I didn't. So usually I'd get them about 10 o'clock at night and get away with it.
Stay up all night fishing?
No. Usually, midnight anyway.
So how many would you catch at one time?
Oh, I don't know. More than enough for a fish for everyone that wanted one.
Did you swim a lot when you were a kid?
Swim?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you a good swimmer?
Yes. I think I still have some records. I'm not sure, though. Fortunately, about the time I quit swimming, they lengthened the pools. My records were all set in a 20-yard pool. Yeah, I love to swim. I love to sail. My mother was a sailor. She was a competitive sailor. She learned how to sail in a canoe.
In a canoe?
Mm-hmm.
With a sail on it?
Yeah. I learned on a canoe as well.
And was it something that you took to right away, or did it take a long time?
Took to it right away. Yeah, it was too good to miss.
How old were you?
Maybe 12. An adventurous age.
And then it sounds like you kept sailing pretty much your whole life.
Yes.
And what did you like about sailing?
Just about everything. I love to go fast on the water. For a long time, sailing was out and motorboating was in. And that's when the Crandall Boat Company was in Phelps. And, that boat was a world record holder for a long, long time. And my brother had one. I had one. Bill Morris and Phil Christensen all had them. Boat racing was hot, and it was fun.
So what did you prefer, sailing or motorboat racing?
Sailing.
Why?
I don't know. I just did. Seemed like it involved more skill. And it did, come to think of it.
Actually, I heard a rumor that you sailed in the World Cup.
For a sunfish, yeah.
Can you describe what the sunfish boat looks like?
It's 13 feet long, has 75 feet of sail, and is a so-called lateen rig. It was a one-sided rig, and it sailed better on one tack than any other, which was okay because everyone was the same.
And it's a small boat compared to a lot of others.
Yeah, we were classified as an international sailing class, and I qualified once for the Worlds in Medemblik, Holland, and it's the first time I'd ever sailed across the ocean, and I was awful. I think out of 147 boats, I got 50.
And that's not that bad.
No, it's better than zero.
Is this the World Cup we're talking about?
Yeah. It was cold and rainy and horrifying for this reason. Got off the water one night. Had to have help getting my boat out of the water. I was just, shaking. Went into a saloon, sat down next to a very pretty girl, and thought, this is nice. And she turned and said, what team do you coach? And I just felt heartbroken.
Why didn't she think you could be the sailor?
Because I was so old then. I think I was 60. That's pretty old.
I know you were a dedicated volunteer at WXPR for many years and a host.
Yeah.
How did you first get involved with the station?
Walt Gander one day asked for volunteers. So I called up while he was still on the air. Said, I'll volunteer if you'll tell me what to do. So he did, and I did. Started a long relationship.
What made you want to volunteer for XPR when you made that call?
Their record collection. I just thought I'd love to hear as much of it as I could. It just was something I did every Wednesday, and that was that.
It must have been fun to host with Tucky, too, the two of you.
Oh, she was great. Yeah. She made me look good. We'd be in the middle of a song, and someone would come in with a trumpet, and I'd say to Tucky, who is that? She'd say, I'll find out. So she had a computer with her, and she would. So then a few minutes later, I could answer the question. Made me look awfully smart, which I wasn't.
How did you start getting interested in becoming a music host or even knowing about like big band music?
Oh, boy. Well, when I was a kid and in high school, we had a jazz band every Wednesday afternoon, and you could hardly miss going. And I think that started it. I built a crystal set out of a oatmeal box, and I could get WLS in Chicago, which had the Red Hot and Low Down Hour.
That's a radio station?
Yeah. So I used to listen to the Red Hot and Low Down Hour on WLS, and had the earphone under my pillow so the family couldn't hear. I just listened to that all night. If I could stay awake, it was fun. And of course, it was something I was really not supposed to do. That made it more fun. They'd play Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Benny Goodman, any jazz.
I see. So you've been listening to the radio and listening to jazz music since you were a kid.
Since I was a little kid, yeah. It was just plain fun as far as I was concerned. Then you get to know certain styles of trumpeting or something like that. And it's fun to guess, now who is that? Who just did that? And it didn't take long before you recognize almost everybody.
And, I mean, I know this was the popular music at the time, but
right.
Was everybody so tuned into that kind of music, or were you kind of especially enthusiastic about learning about it?
The latter. Yeah. No, not everyone was. At that time, there were lots of great big bands in Chicago and great big dance halls, and they played boring stuff. It was huge, but it was uninspired. And then on the south side, and even in Evanston, there'd be a band show up, and they'd play new and exciting stuff. That was really something to listen to. Of course, then we only danced cheek to cheek, so it was much closer than the current relationship, I guess you'd call it. I wish they still did that, because that's a nice way to dance. Very graceful.
Did you do a lot of dancing?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, golly, it was so different. When I was a young business guy, we had a formal dance once a month, and the ladies would get all gussied up, and their gentlemen wore their tuxedos. It was very formal and just a lot of fun.